baby boy wishes he could go the whole route of that Appalachian Trail, yeah, and they pick him up over yonder on the other side somewhere.
Were you Girl Scouts or anything?
Well, I had one daughter that was a Girl Scout, but my second daughter had rheumatic fever at the time. She was real young, and it left her with an injured, you know, heart murmur, and she couldn't do the things that the other one did. The oldest one, of course, she was raised up during the war year, and there wasn't too many Girl Scouts coming along, you know, then. We was always putting our mind to something else to help out our country, and we didn't have very many Scouts. When we moved from pillar to post, you know, while her father was here in the States, and of course we couldn't have stayed in a Scout troop if there'd have been one active. But these boys that's coming on now, I think it's just great that they can go and walk this Appalachian Trail and go out and see the nature of things. And God give us things to see, so beautiful to behold. And if you're in town all the time or cooped up in a building, you're going to miss a lot. I think the Lord intended us to see, gave us these eyes to look with.
Right, and this area is so pretty.
That's right.
It's a good place to use those eyes to see.
Well, I've packed many a bag for a child to go. You know, the fathers and mothers of some of them wasn't that interested in them. And if they wanted to go, I packed a bag and seen they had enough to eat and enough to survive. They ate that freeze-dried food the week they were gone on that Appalachian Trail.
Have you ever tasted
that? No, I never did try it. I was too chicken. But they said it was pretty good.
I guess when you're hungry, anything good.
The night they got home, they was ready for a Coke and some of Mama's cooking.
I'm sure.
Every one of them. They came in here about 2 o'clock in the morning whenever they came back the night they came back. And we had to cook them something to eat whenever they got back. They were that starved for food. I don't think any of them, though, lost any weight on it.
No, I mean, that trip sounds fantastic. Do you remember the house that you were brought up in Cherokee County, and where you live?
Well, I lived in the first house I can ever remember of living in was a cotton mill village house. And you know, they've all been built kind of alike. They all had, they didn't any of them have anything upstairs. They were just ground level floors, you know what I mean? Some of them had 6 rooms, some of them had 4 rooms, and some of them had, you know, baths on each side in order that they could be rented out. They was more than one person lived in the house, you know, one family lived in the house. But later on in years, then we moved to a farm in Cherokee County. And I had the privilege of living in a big old farmhouse, a big old rambling farmhouse on Canton Road. And I was raised there, and I had 5 sisters. There were 5 of my sisters and my 2 brothers. I had 2 brothers at that time. But he had already married off, my oldest brother. And 5 sisters and I grew up in that old house, and I have some precious memories about it. It's not standing now, but my aunt does live on part of the land that we lived on when I was a child. And it's just enjoyable to go back and visit there. Of course, the old house has been torn down, but it's enjoyable to go back there.
Well, do you remember generally the layout of it?
Well, as I remember, it had a narrow front porch and a narrow side porch. It was in an L shape. Yes, it was in an L shape.
Yeah, I love it.
The house had, as I say, a small front porch, and it was built back about 4 rooms in the kitchen back here at the back. Back here was a side porch along here, and right here you went into a door, and it was about a 20 foot room that was a dining room and kitchen area. There was a door from each side. There was a door went out on the back side here, but a door came out on this side porch here.